This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Get up and go on bite.
Now, the cute kids reading the Bible scripture. I love that. Let's say hello to Zanti Swanepoel, want sy is aan die beurt. Goeiemôre Zanti. Ek so bly ons kan saam kuier op 'n Woensdag, 'n wonderbaarlike Woensdag.
Goeiemôre, Brad, en al die luisteraars op hierdie wonderbaarlike Woensdag, waar ons stuurstof in ons longe het, nog 'n dag gespaar is. En die ability to make a difference and to have impact and to bring God's word and his love and compassion to people.
I think we couldn't ask for more. We couldn't ask for more than that. The fact that he would even look at us and say, "Hallo Zanti, ek is lief vir jou. Wat gaan ons vandag saam doen?"
That is amazing. Amazing, amazing grace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brad, ek kan vanoggend bietjie praat oor just something that the Lord has been journeying with me with, and just something I think sometimes we can take it for granted, and not only take it for granted, not even see it or understand the importance of it. But I want to talk this morning about the mystery of God's favor.
Hmm.
You know, we don't understand what it is to have God's favor and to understand that his favor is there for all of us that are privileged to be called children of God. So special. You see, favor is one of the most powerful realities in the Bible. Yet most of us glance at it without even seeing it in depth.
Yeah.
The word shows us that favor has dimensions, layers that speak to how God moves in human lives. Eerste dimensie wat ek vanoggend met jou wil praat oor is the dimension that we see in Noah's life. The scripture says, "But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." The Hebrew word here is chen, meaning grace, kindness, and acceptance. It points to God looking at a life and being pleased. Noah was a man walking quietly, faithfully, in the midst of a generation corrupted by violence and evil. It seems so much like the generation we are living in today,
yeah.
Corrupted with violence and evil. But he was righteous, but he was ordinary in every human sense. Dan ek wil jou bemoedig vanoggend, luister hoor. Soms dink ons moet 'n platform hê, ons moet 'n stem hê, ons moet 'n titel hê, ons moet status hê. He was as ordinary as you can get. Your ordinary life makes you acceptable to God and useful to his kingdom. You see, Noah wasn't showing off. He wasn't leading armies. He simply walked with God. And yet God said, "This one is right." His life drew God's favor, not because of fame or position, but because of his alignment with God. You see, favor in this sense is responsive. It comes as a reflection of your obedience, your righteousness, and your faithful walk, even when the world around you is broken. This favor of God protects, it positions, it shields, and it opens doors. But it flows in response to the life you are living before God. Then there's a second dimension. It's a higher dimension, we can call it. It's called highly favored. You see, the angel came to Mary and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." You see, the Greek word here is, ek kan het nie uitspreek, soos het reg uitgespreek met woord nie, maar het is ketcharitomene. And it is not casual or a polite compliment. It comes from charis, grace. But it speaks of grace completely filling a person. A grace that remains in that state. This favor is bestowed. It is divine, it is appointed, and it carries destiny. The angel was telling Mary, you are uniquely graced. You are chosen. God has placed you in a moment of history. This is not ordinary favor. You are carrying the weight of a purpose that will change the world. But here lies the mystery. Noah found favor because of who he was and how he walked with God, an ordinary man. Mary was highly favored because of what God was doing through her. One is favor from destiny, the other flows from righteousness. Both are gifts, both are powerful, but the second one, the destiny one, bears history on its shoulders. You see, favor is mysterious. It's not always visible. Sometimes it whispers, sometimes it overwhelms. Sometimes it leaves you blinking in awe, asking quietly, really? Me? That is normal. And I know Mary must have paused for a moment, or Noah must have wondered how this quiet obedience in a hill normale, ordinary, mundane life would intersect with God's plan. Favor is not just a blessing. It's a marker. It's a shield. It's a sign that God is moving in your life. It surrounds, it equips, it positions. One dimension rewards the walk. The other assigns the mission. Both are God's grace. Grace. Both his kindness. Both his power. You see, in Psalm 5, verses 12, it says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him with a shield. So favor in all its layers is the hand of God in motion, and it will not miss you if you align with it. Now, I want to tell you this morning, listener, you and I are the righteousness of God.
Amen.
It has been imputed to us. When Jesus took all the sin of the world onto him on the cross, there was a great exchange taking place, and we were imputed righteousness. What does that mean? Impute means to reckon, to ascribe, or to attribute something to someone. We got it as a gift. And because we are his righteousness, in Romans 4, verses 24, it says, it shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ. Who believe. So if you are a son or a daughter of God Almighty this morning, Jesus is your King. He's your Savior. You have the righteousness of God. It's been imputed to you. And because you are the righteousness of God, you have his favor on your life. So I just want to end this morning, Brad, just in obedience and just speak in the authority that God has given me by the grace of his mercy and his compassion and his kindness towards you, everyone at the studio and everyone listening this morning, that his favor, his unmerited favor, I speak over you in Jesus' name. It will protect you. It will provide. It will open doors that no man can shut. It will bring God's smile over your life. I pray, Lord, that your favor will be upon us, because that is the gift that we get when we have your righteousness as a robe around us. May your favor go before us today. May your favor be on everyone's lives. And may they know that this mysterious gift of favor is a blessing beyond measure. We, as your children, can carry to do what you need us to do. I speak that, I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
We receive that, and the whole church says amen. Zanti, that is beautiful this morning. Thank you. And we were talking earlier on about the new covenant, so it's so beautiful as everything flows into each other this morning. Someone said, yo, donkey, 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 donkey.
Donkey, you're a lekker woensdag.
Hey, we're going to have a good one. Thanks so much, Zanti Swanepoel. Goed gaan.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, how good is that, right? Oh, man. Love it. Thanks, Zanti. Spot on where we've been going with everything this morning. By the way, wie Zanti, you might say. Zanti, sy is 'n internasionale spreker, sy is 'n motiveerder, 'n besigheidsvrou, voormalige mevrou van Verenigde Nasies Internasionaal, sy is ook die stigter van die Babies Beyond Bars projek. En sy kuier al jare hier saam met ons op Radio Kaap se kantoor, ontbyt nou ook op Radio Disa. Nice, eh? How was that for power this morning?
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.